Former state Supreme Court Justice Robert Flanders is also considering trying to take on Senator Whitehouse as a Republican. So Nardalillo was asked if he'll stay in the race if Flanders gets in too.
Robert, the judge, is a great man. If he decides that his interest is to be in the race, I always felt very strongly about leaving it up to the people. So a primary leaves it up to the people. And I don't think a party should ever pick who the individual is to represent it. The people should. So I think that's a great thing. If the judge feels strongly, I feel strongly about change, I don't have a bad word to say about him. I think he's a gentleman.
During his campaign announcement, Nardalillo said Rhode Islanders do not consider climate change a front burner issue. That's a sharp contrast from Senator Whitehouse, who is focused closely on climate change. Here's how Nardalillo explains his view.
Me being elected as a U.S. Senator, I represent the voice of those in Rhode Island. And in this interim part before announcing the 3 or 4 months that I've been exploring, per se, I've been talking to a lot of individuals about where they feel strongly about where they want their national outlook to be. And one of their priorities, or not necessarily top priorities, is climate change. It's the economy, it's the jobs, it's national security. These are all things that I feel strongly about. Now, I'm not a climate denier. I'm a climate realist. But when the folks of Rhode Island elect me to the position of United States Senator, I represent what they want. Their issues come first, not mine. And if their issues become climate change, the discussion will come up and we will sit down. But right now I'm fighting for national security. I'm fighting for the jobs and the economy. And that's what they're looking for as their front burner issues.
Nardalillo was asked what kind of job he thinks President Trump is doing.
I would continually support him on his mission. He's a businessman. He's not a political figure. He was elected as a businessman. He was elected to change the economy, jobs, and the business climate. I think we're heading in the right direction when we see nationally job growth. I think he might have to take a pause and reflect on, as I said, I mean, I'm not judgmental to other legislators on their position and how they govern, but as a president nationally, I think maybe he has to listen more. I think listening is a very important thing. We're given 2 ears for a reason. 1 mouth for a reason means we should be listening double the time.
What letter grade would you give to President Trump for his job performance thus far?
I would probably say A-.
Many Democrats and also some Republicans in the Senate have expressed sharp concern about President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey last week. Nardalillo was asked if he was concerned by that.
Thank you, Ian, for bringing that up. It's come up quite often, and Deputy Attorney General gave his recommendation after further discussion with the Bureau, and the recommendation was taken into play by President Trump on his final decision. Now, the timing is what's of question right now. That's what everybody is frustrated with. If folks want clarity, if they want that trust with government and those who are here, the people that are supposed to be served, and an independent investigation is warranted to build that, I support it.
How about how the Russian foreign minister was welcomed at the White House the day after Comey was fired? The American media was excluded, only the Russian media was allowed in. Do you have any problem with that?
I don't want to speak for national protocol on what they do and who they bring in for their appointments. On a state level, I'm very self-conscious of what I do and what I say, so I don't want to take a position necessarily on that.
Nardalillo prefaced his announcement by calling it the first step of a long journey. That's a reflection of how there's a long way to go. 16 months, in fact, until the November 2018 election. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.